This is a 40-minute sitting meditation. Sitting in an upright and dignified posture, allowing the body to become still, and bringing your attention to the fact that you are breathing, being aware of the movement of the breath when it enters the body and leaves the body again, bringing your full care and attention to each in-breath and each out-breath. Occasionally, you will notice that your attention is distracted by sounds or thoughts. This is normal. Whenever you become aware of this, you can simply acknowledge it and gently bring your attention back to the breath, without judging or criticizing yourself. Simply observing the breath, keeping your attention here as best you can, and experiencing the waves of the breath, allowing the breath to come to the foreground, and everything else to the background, using the breath as an anchor to come back to the present moment. The breath can help you to center yourself and to relax in open and tranquil awareness. While you retain the awareness of your breath, also getting a feeling of your body that is sitting here, and in particular zooming in on the contours of your body, and feeling your body as a complete and worthy whole. And also zooming in on the contact with the chair, the contact of your feet with the floor, your buttocks and back with the chair, and paying attention to a straight and dignified posture, and feeling the flow of the breath. You can choose to keep your attention on your body as a whole, or to zoom in on more local patterns of sensations. Sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, sometimes neutral. Just zooming in on those regions of your body where you experience more intense sensations, breathing with them and exploring them, seeing how it sometimes changes and sometimes remains the same. At certain moments, sensations can be very unpleasant, even to the extent that it is hard to keep your attention with them and to explore them with non-judgmental attention. At such a time, there is a choice. Either you bring your attention back to the breath, or you stay longer with the intensity and you explore your relationship with the stress or pain. Sometimes there's openness. Sometimes there's resistance. Just breathing with it and giving space to what is, right here and right now. If you find yourself drawn into mental or emotional reactions to certain physical sensations, acknowledging your reactions with kindness and mildness, and then gently coming back to the pure sensations themselves, seeing if you can open and soften rather than resist, so that you can perhaps find some stability and peace, even in the midst of an intense experience. Now expanding the field of your awareness into the space around you, tuning into hearing. And if no specific sounds are present, giving attention to the silence. Simply being present with hearing. Recognizing thoughts about the meaning of sounds or judgments about them. And gently but firmly letting these go. And bringing your attention back to the sounds themselves. Not so much looking for sounds, but rather being receptive to the sounds that are coming to you. And seeing when your attention is taken away by a mental or emotional reaction to the sounds. noticing when thoughts or images come, and then gently letting go of this interpretation, and zooming in again on the sensory qualities of the sounds, the pitch, intensity, duration. And when the sounds disappear, letting your attention rest in the feel of silence. Awareness of the sounds. Awareness of the space between the sounds. And awareness of the field of silence from moment to moment. The silence that carries and embraces everything. Hearing sounds while being anchored in your body. And maybe even feeling sounds. And if an emotional reaction to a sound overwhelms you, bringing your attention back to the breath and feeling how that reaction manifests itself in your body. Letting emerging thoughts pass by, and then expanding the field of awareness back to the space around you, tuning in again to the silence and the listening. And while we remain anchored in the breathing body, we are now especially aware of emerging thoughts. Thoughts are like sounds. We cannot really avoid them. They are temporary events in the mind. And so we are now going to observe them in this way. When thoughts come, we let them be here. And when they go, we let them go. Just sitting with a breathing body. And when thoughts come, we give them our full attention. Sometimes you will probably notice that the thought disappears at the moment that you have become aware of it. And other thoughts stay longer. And then you can just remain with the process of thinking. Perhaps naming it as thinking. Without going along with the content of the thoughts. Allowing your experience just to be as it is. And when thoughts present themselves in the form of images in our mind's eye, just observing the images, maybe naming this as seeing. The content of thoughts can often exert a great attraction, and we can lose our attention in it. Thoughts about daily life, such as concerns, opinions, ideas, or thoughts about a future, or the past, or thoughts about feelings. If you notice that you are drawn into the content of the thoughts, ending up in the story, you can acknowledge this mildly. And then, gently but firmly, coming back to observing the thoughts as events in the field of awareness. Using the breath and the body to anchor and to stabilize yourself in the present moment. Whatever comes, just perceiving it as something that the mind does. Being a spectator, seeing and letting be. And when thoughts disappear, coming back to the dignity of sitting, to the presence that you are embodying. If you notice that your mind is busy, just being with the busyness, perhaps naming this as well. Giving space to your thoughts as they are now, without judgment. It's very natural for the mind to be busy sometimes or to wander off into thoughts about the future or the past. When this happens, just welcoming it as a part of your experience. If you find that your thoughts are overwhelming you, you may choose to let go of observing the mind and return to the breath and body as a whole. Very often in such a situation, there's an emotion present and there are oppressive and intense sensations in your body. You can then name the emotion softly. For example, irritation, or anxiety. Uncertainty. While you are naming this, you can focus on the sensations that you are experiencing in your body, gently breathing with them, staying with them, allowing a gentle relationship with what you are feeling. Saying yes to what you feel. When you say yes, you're giving yourself the opportunity to really feel what is here. Usually we start thinking about our feelings. We look for a solution or an explanation. We wonder why. Confiding in what you feel is only possible when you let go of the quest for an answer to this why question. It's a deep surrendering to this moment. It means showing up to what you are feeling right now. Letting emerging thoughts and stories pass by again and again, and coming back to your body. Feeling your body. Embracing your experience in this moment. there are currently no emotions in the foreground. Just zooming in on your mood, observing whether this is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And seeing this experience, feeling it, and breathing with it. Open to the experience of being human, allowing everything to be as it is. You may find that you are attracted to certain emotions or feelings. And maybe there are other emotions or feelings that you would rather not experience. This may lead to a compulsive feeling. You only need to be aware of what you are feeling. You do not have to do anything with it. Simply embracing it, carrying it in soft and gentle awareness. Without acceptance, annoyance will make you furious. Without acceptance, sorrow will depress you. Without acceptance, uncertainty will make you anxious. Without acceptance, disappointment will torment you. See if you can welcome everything now, being present with compassion for what you feel, experiencing how it manifests in your body, without going along with the content of the story. Simply saying yes to what you feel while you anchor yourself in your breath and your body. Paying attention to what is most vividly present in the foreground. When sounds come, observing sounds. When the breath is coming to the foreground, then observing the breath. When thoughts come, bringing your attention to the thoughts. Choiceless awareness of what is in this moment. And in this moment. And in this moment. Simply sitting in silence, not searching for anything, sensitive and present for it all. exactly as it unfolds, exactly as it is. Sitting with an open heart and an open mind. Resting in the field of silence, in the field of awareness that carries and embraces everything. The field in which everything appears and disappears again. Where there is room for everything. Sounds, thoughts, emotions, sensations. Seeing it all, allowing it and letting it be. Being this space, open to your experience and welcoming each new moment. In contact with the nature of awareness itself, this quality of openness and gentleness. Awareness is listening, is open. It doesn't judge, it doesn't manipulate, it's simply aware. Even if you find that you are back in the thinking mind, just observing this, not resisting it, not trying to change it. Knowing that you can make a choice at any time, either staying with the thoughts, emotions, or intense sensations, or bringing your attention to your breath and your body as a whole. And now tuning your attention in again to the feeling of the breath at the belly. perhaps making the intention not to lose this spontaneous silence and peace unwittingly. Not trying to hold on to it, but gently remaining in contact with it. And when you open your eyes again, simply remaining in this natural state of openness and listening, and noticing how you are connecting with what you see and encounter in the next moments.